This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Continuing with the study in which we've been engaged for the past several days, why doesn't everybody love the Lord Jesus Christ? In connection with this series of studies, we have noted some of the reasons why love is so great, why we ought to love the Lord. We have pointed out some reasons why the Lord is lovable. And then in beginning our reasons why some men do not love the Lord, we have pointed out that they do not love Him because of ignorance. Saying that kindly, I pointed out that some men do not love the Lord because of the ignorance of their own sin, because of the ignorance of their own immortality, of the fact that their soul will survive the death of the body, and of the fact that all men will be called into judgment. Some are ignorant of the consequence of their sin and therefore do not love the Lord. They do not understand the enormous consequences from which He has saved them by the gift of His own life. They are ignorant of His own mission to come into the world to seek and to save the lost. They are ignorant of God's goodness and severity. There are some people who hold that God is good and therefore is going to save everyone in spite of whatever response they may make to His word. But Paul made clear in Romans chapter 11 and verse 22, "Behold then the goodness and the severity of God." And he pointed out that the goodness of God will be showered upon those who respond to Him properly in obedience to His word, but His severity will be manifested to those who do not obey Him. And so one of the prevalent reasons why men do not love the Lord Jesus Christ is because of ignorance. A second great reason why men do not love the Lord is lust. The love of the world and the love of flesh is too great in their hearts and minds in order for them to love the Lord. In connection with that idea, I want to point out to you that we cannot love both God and the world. This is made clear from 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. Love not the world, the Apostle John tells us. Actually, it says, stop loving the world. A man cannot love both God and the world. Just as Jesus said, you cannot love God and mammon, for you will either love one and hate the other, or else you will hate one and love the other. Let us notice the reading in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So you see, you cannot love God and love the world. You cannot love God and mammon. Let's think for a moment about how absurd it is to love the world rather than loving the Lord Jesus Christ. It's absurd to love the world because the world cannot truly satisfy. You know, often it's the men who have the most of this world's goods who are the most unhappy. It's those who have the most of popularity and fame and fortune and power who oftentimes commit suicide or who drink themselves into an early grave with alcohol or put themselves there by addictions to drugs. That's simply the case because the world cannot really satisfy. The world further cannot give what is really needed. You may search and gain all that the world has, and you still would not have what you really do need. For what every one of us needs is salvation from our sins and fellowship with God, love for God and love for our fellow man. It's absurd then to love the world because you cannot love both God and the world. It's absurd to love the world because the world cannot give what is needed. It's absurd to love the world because it is passing away. The kiss of death is upon the world. Notice in 1 John 2:17, "And the world passeth away." That means the world is passing away. Right now, the kiss of death is upon the world. Look at your own body. Look at your hand, something you can see. Paul said, that which is seen is temporal, but that which is not seen is eternal. So, the world and God, those are our two choices. I'm glad that you've been with us today. I hope you'll be back with us tomorrow as we continue our study, Why Doesn't Everybody Love the Lord Jesus Christ?